Hey guys, I needed to record this podcast today, honestly, because I feel like it's a part of my journey, and I want to share with you guys a little bit of the backstory behind the title of this podcast, but also share with you guys some things that may be helpful for some person listening to this, or even someone who's dealing with a family member or a loved one who is struggling with alcohol and their relationship with alcohol. Let's cue that intro and dive on in. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. Hey guys, so you know, it's a really interesting week for me. I'll just get out and like say it. So about a month ago, I celebrated my 5 years of sobriety, and I'm so grateful that I live a sober life. 5 years ago, I gave up alcohol while I was a raging alcoholic and just walked away from it 100%, never turned back, never have had a drop ever since. But this weekend, right before I went on vacation with my family, I got the news that my 32-year-old cousin died. It's interesting. I've barely cried about this, but he was an alcoholic and his body gave up, his liver gave up, like, and I just was like thinking about it. And it's so crazy because we started drinking at the same time in our lives. And here are two parallel journeys, two family members. We have always been good friends since we were very, very little. We were kind of like best friends as kids. And I chose to walk away from alcohol, and he did not make that choice. And it ultimately claimed his life. And he was 32 years old. And like, what I'm thinking about is like, there's so much that he missed out on. He missed out on meeting his soulmate and having kids and meeting his grandkids. Like, his niece is going to grow up and not remember him. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually didn't expect to cry on this. And I'm just sitting here like brokenhearted for his family, for our entire family, but especially for his dad, my uncle, and for his siblings. I don't think the parents should ever have to bury their kids. Sorry to be crying, but now this is in no way a podcast to shame anyone at all. Some people don't struggle with alcohol. For example, my husband Paul, like he could pour himself a glass of wine and like drink half of it and then let it like sit on the counter and go bad, and then he'd dump it down during the next day. And that's never been a struggle for him. But if you have ever been like me or like my cousin DJ, you maybe have had an unhealthy relationship with alcohol. And some people do experience this. Now, I wanted to share this podcast because I think that there may be one or two people who are listening to this who just have that nagging feeling deep down inside that something is wrong with their relationship with alcohol. Maybe every single morning you wake up just hungover, just hit with shame, feeling like, what did I do last night? Did I embarrass my family? Did I make a huge mistake? Like, what is this? And it feels like a spiral that you can't get out of. And I've been there, and I know what that is like. I know what it feels like to experience shame when you wake up. So the first thing that you start to do is drink, because you're like, I just want to numb the shame of yesterday. And it becomes this spiral over and over that gets worse and worse. And before you know it, you can't get out of it. And for me, that breakthrough came by way of an audible voice that said, give up your alcohol, put your alcohol on the altar, and your family will be spared. And I was talking to my best friend, Marley Jacks, this morning, and we were talking just about my cousin and about this whole journey and how like it's affecting me and everyone in my family. And she made this point that just kind of stuck with me. And she said, I wonder if your cousin DJ ever got that same call, that same give up alcohol, that voice that spoke to him. I wonder if that ever happened. I wonder if he ever ignored it. And like that kind of sat with me for a second, because drinking to drown out your pain, drinking to numb the sorrow, drinking to forget or to loosen up or to whatever, to black out every night, this isn't normal. And I feel like our culture has made drinking so normal and so acceptable. And you see it everywhere. You see it on TikTok. You see it on TV shows. Like the first thing that characters do, or people, influencers, they get home and they crack open a bottle of wine. And before you know it, they drink a whole bottle of wine. And I remember talking to people in my old job and they were like, I drank, you know, 2 bottles of wine last night. I can't believe it. Like I'm so hungover today. And like I said, this isn't about shame, but this is about a reminder that that is not normal. And that is not living life to the fullest. It is not about Life is not about just trying to get through from day to day, because truth be told, and I know that these may sound like really harsh words, but my cousin DJ hadn't lived for years. He was barely surviving, and living and surviving are not the same thing. And so as I go through this journey of processing like grief and wishing that there was something I could have done to make it better, I can't do anything to get him back. I can't do anything to make it better. But if one person listens to this and you feel that nagging feeling like you're supposed to give up alcohol, like it's not supposed to be a part of your life, like your journey is not meant to end with you not waking up one day and your family finding you, then I want to issue you an encouragement that there is hope beyond drinking. And that sobriety, yes, it's hard. But when you choose sobriety for your family, you never have to worry about them waking up and wondering what that day is going to look like. Are you going to make it? Are you going to be there to see your kids' prom or soccer games or your grandkids? Like, I don't ever want someone to just go on thinking that that's normal and that that's okay and that that's going to be their life. You have a chance to change your story forever. And so I wanted to offer a few different resources to you guys, because like I don't know what else to do, if that makes sense. I don't know how else to get this message across that alcoholism kills. And so I have a good friend, Annie Grace. She's absolutely amazing, a New York Times bestselling author, and she has several books, The Alcohol Experiment and This Naked Mind. And they're both incredible books that support people on their journey of becoming sober and claiming a new identity. And she also has online communities that are so powerful. But I want to challenge you, if this message speaks to you, to consider a different future, to stop just surviving and to start actually living. And yes, it is difficult when you face the mirror completely naked of alcohol, and you face the mirror and you see the reality and you see the puffiness in your eyes and you see shame from years of making decisions that weren't great. But there will come a day, one day, when you wake up and you feel free, and you'll wake up and you're able to jump out of bed because you're not nursing a hangover. And there will come a day where you will look at your soulmate or your kids or your grandkids or your friends or even your parents, and you will be so grateful that you gave up alcohol. I hope this podcast episode has served you. I will catch you guys in the next episode.